Waterproofing. The purpose of waterproofing is simply to protect the building from water and moisture. This is particularly important in the context of high underground water or rainwater levels, as well as during water system failures. Accurate and professional implementation of waterproofing affects the durability of the entire building, protects it from moisture, the development of mold, fungi, and biological corrosion. What building elements are most vulnerable to water and moisture? These include foundations, bathrooms, balconies, and terraces. How to waterproof the foundations? If the rooms of the building are above the ground, it is only necessary to eliminate the absorbability of the foundations and their walls by applying a coating insulation, for example, of asphalt rubber emulsion, and horizontal insulation on foundation walls and the floor on the ground, for example, with two layers of torching membrane. What if we deal with a building with basement? In this case, water and moisture can enter the underground part of the building through an external partition. Protection will be provided by waterproofing of light, medium, or heavy type. Each of them must guarantee continuity and integrity of the entire surface of the walls and floors below the ground. How do you make such insulation when underground water pressure is high? It is worthwhile to make a slab foundation with felt or bentonite insulation, and in special cases, waterproofing with so-called white tank technology. How to create protection against leaks in the bathroom? On the floor, proofing against moisture should be carried out, and on the walls, in the places most exposed to water, around the bathtub, shower, wash basin, waterproofing to the required height, from 10 to 200 centimeters. The insulation can be made of a flexible liquid sealing film. There is also the issue of insulating the terrace and balcony. The hotspot is usually the contact surface between the terrace or balcony and the wall. It is necessary to make a tight and continuous coating on the slab while bringing it out to the previously leveled wall, minimum 20 centimeters. The coating can be made of two-component waterproof mortar with a reinforcing tape laid at the interface between the slab and the wall. It is also necessary to remember to carry out the works in the correct order: thermal insulation of the walls, insulating and making proper slopes for terraces and balconies, flashing, and sealing.